Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's such a true pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much for joining me. I get to speak to amazing people, and so much lately we've seen so many entire industries get turned on its head in terms of we've seen the housing industry completely change. We've seen government industries completely change. We've seen religions completely change, marriage completely change. There's so many industries, so I hate to call it an industry, but long-term staples in our world that have completely changed. And there's a philosophy that so many things are coming to the surface now so that the truth can be exposed, so that the truth can come out. Now, I've noticed this has been in my awareness lately, but every other commercial that I hear on commercial radio seems to be for an attorney. We've got attorneys for, you know, for if you've been in an accident, call this person. If you took a pill sideways, call this person. If you've experienced this, call this person. And it's just like I've never really heard that so much before where attorneys market so much. You know, here's an attorney that has a bunch of attorneys and, you know, I'm like, this is really a big business, big industry. But where is, as I look at everything that's completely changing, is that an industry that's now changing, that's turning on its head? And I was contacted by someone who actually answered that question for me. I was contacted by a Stephanie Salt. And Stephanie said to me, she, by the way, was one of the first female attorneys in South Africa, which is quite an accomplishment and a story within itself. But she kind of calls herself a recovering attorney, turned to spirit, turned to source. And I went, okay, I'm listening. Now I'm listening. Because her transformation, her inner transformation has matched what she does in terms of consulting companies and CEOs from the perspective of intuition. That's actually the name of a company, Intuitive Diagnostics. So I really loved this idea of not only an industry that needs to be risen to the surface, taken a look at from a higher perspective, exposed a bit, but also a person individually who's done this very thing. So Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me, and I really appreciate what you stand for.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm just beyond thrilled to be here.
Well, I love that. I love that. And you're a local Los Angelino. You were born and raised here, right?
Yes. I'm born in Los Angeles, native Californian. I've been living in South Africa, though, for over 25 years. And I came back to Southern California in 2014.
What was the reason you came back to Southern California? And then we're going to go backwards because you have quite a story.
I actually came back because my mom was living in South Africa with me, and she came over to visit her brother, who was on life support, and had a stroke here.
Your mother had the stroke.
My mother had a stroke, and I had to drop everything in South Africa. I had just got admitted to the bar, thinking my life was absolutely going in that direction, legal, corporate, and then the stroke.
Hmm.
I had to jump on the plane. Come back to Los Angeles, and I had to end up taking care of my mom.
For the last couple of years?
Yeah.
But that was probably the most rewarding thing that you could have possibly done.
It was absolutely. All the spiritual practices, everything I've ever learned actually came into play with her illness.
Did you learn them from her?
No, actually, my grandmother was a big part of my spiritual development. Of course, I had many teachers, guides, going to various energy vortexes in the world. But I've had this gift since I was a child. I've had it for a very, very long time.
This gift being?
Intuition.
Tell me when you first discovered that.
Well, it's actually been, as far as I could remember, I had the gift of intuition. My great-grandmother was a healer, mm-hmm. and I followed her everywhere. But my mother wasn't having that. She really wanted me to be a professional. But in the end, she became my biggest supporter, and in spirit and on the earth plane, and in my family as well.
Your great-grandmother did?
My grandmother and my mom.
And
my dad were all very much supporters of my gift.
So when did your gift show up? Like, did it scare you? How did you identify it as a gift as opposed to just hunches?
Now, to me, it was a gift. But then it was not. I think I became a lawyer just to run away from it, basically.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
One of my biggest messages I remember was going to the Greyhound races in Mexico with my mom. And I kept telling my mom to bet in a specific order for these specific dogs and specific races. Well, she didn't. But they kept coming in and coming in and coming in. And finally, this man said, "Hey, lady, can I borrow the kid?" Because my mother,
she wasn't having it.
She wasn't having it.
So you made this guy a lot of money.
I made the guy a lot of money.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you really? So did your mom ever recognize this gift of yours?
Oh,
did it show up?
Absolutely. She called me the weather vane. I used to predict the weather. I'd predict all kinds of things. I found missing husbands for her friends. I mean, just over the years, absolutely. A lot of my predictions have come true with friends, family, colleagues.
Did this ever get you in trouble?
Yes.
Oh.
People don't like to hear the truth.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to missing husbands.
Right? Missing husbands in particular. My mother said, "You can't tell people everything that you know." And that's when I realized that you couldn't. And that became a block.
What was it so obvious to you?
It was. It's just an inner knowing. Clear sentience, clear audience, just that inner feeling of knowing.
Would you see it, hear it, feel it? Where would you get that?
I am clairsentient. I can sense, feel. Sense. I can hear with my third ear. But basically it's an inner knowing.
It's an inner knowing. It just drops in undeniable truth. How do you tell that from your maybe thinking that might be clouding it?
There's a different chemistry that goes on between the left brain and the right brain. I do a lot of meditation, dietary restrictions, and that type of thing. So we call it the Trinity when your left brain and your right brain, we call it the journey without distance, opens your heart chakra. And that's where all the information really does lie.
Dietary restrictions to open up intuition?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Fasting, eating certain foods and abstaining from certain other foods,
right.
Foods of a lower vibration. I love pork. I have had it in the past, but definitely a lower vibration food.
Right.
Even certain vegetables. Like even asparagus have a lower vibration. They're the pork of
they're hard to eat.
So, vegetable kingdom.
Yeah, they're very, very stringy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But fasting. For sure.
Okay, so now you said that you went to deny those gifts. You became an attorney.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I thought, let me run away from this. I didn't want this. I felt, because I was always very bookwormish growing up. So I was a science major. I just knew that just to shut this down, this is what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work.
Well, that law school is not a small undertaking.
No.
Did you, when you were in South Africa, what just made you move to South Africa?
I actually graduated from a law school in the United States. I went there for a vacation after law school. My parents sent me on a trip to Southern Africa. This was in 1994, when the days of Nelson Mandela, South Africa was just booming. And I went there for 3 months, and I ended up staying.
What was that like?
It was incredible.
So you decided to practice there?
I did. I finally got admitted. It took me 20 years to get admitted.
Wow.
Yes. I was the first American to be admitted to the bar in South Africa.
That's stick-to-itiveness.
It took a very long time.
What were you defending?
I was a corporate lawyer.
Corporate.
I was corporate. One day I overheard my colleagues call me the Barracuda. They were talking about this Barracuda. And I'm thinking, who are they talking about? And my inner voice said, they're talking about you. I was so hardcore. I even had I sue on my license plate.
What got you there? What made you go there?
That's where I was at the time. And then I realized how far I had gotten away from my spiritual self. Mm. And then I started meditation and diet restrictions, visiting very powerful earth vortexes and dedication to spiritual practice. And I completely shifted my left brain and my right brain in connection with my heart chakra. And I absolutely stepped into my power. And then my license plate started to mean I serve the universal energy.
Mm, that's what S-U-E,
S-U-E.
Is, was about, I see. Did you ever have experiences in South Africa that caused you to want to, you know, grow this spirituality or intensify your intuition?
Oh, absolutely. Every single day.
But you would just deny it?
I was denying it, but I used it in a different way. Even when I was a practicing attorney, I still used it. I uncovered like $82 million worth of unseen assets in the one particular company that they didn't even know they had. And it was strictly intuitive.
How do you explain that, though, when you're in the corporate world?
They couldn't believe it either, but it was actually true. It was in their annual report. It was actually
true. Have you looked
true.
At? And my goodness.
Yes.
And has it shown up here? Well, okay, so then you, fast forward, moved here to the U.S. because of your mom.
Yes.
Now, you decided to stay. Why?
I realized that I had come full circle. And in order to move forward, I had to be here. And that, you know, the universe makes no mistakes. So I had a business coach, Marshall Crump, who was just amazing, pushing me to jump off the cliff, and his wife, Siri Crump, on the spiritual side. They pushed me and pushed me. And I started into intuitive diagnostics, and here I am.
What do you think about the law industry here? Do you see, when you say that you're a recovering attorney, what does that mean?
Well, the legal profession, as you know, is really, it's the epitome of corporate America, basically. But I do feel it's changing. I feel many people in many different professions are being called right now, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a doctor. I think I'd rather have an intuitive lawyer on my side.
And doctor, yes.
I think I would rather have an intuitive doctor on my side and all the other intuitive accountant. So I think we're being called. And I think there's room for the traditional as well as the spiritual. But when you put these two things together, Lisa, you've got something powerful.
I hear it all the time. I have so many people that have pitched me saying I'm an intuitive CEO coach or I'm an intuitive medical something or another. And I don't know if – I mean, I see it as intuition's always been used in what we do. But then again, that's what I do too. I never really identified it. I just always have this – it's like, God is my CEO, you know, but that was the same for Steve Jobs, right?
Oh, Steve Jobs is amazing. He had a chief spiritual officer, a chief spiritual intuitive officer. And I believe at some point every company is going to have a chief intuitive officer.
CIO.
I absolutely believe that.
I do too. I mean, it's good, but it's also got to have principles behind it.
Yes.
So you take this very grounded world of law and corporations, how do you bring in, oh, I have this feeling? Doesn't it have to have something a little bit more grounded in order to get listening?
You know, Einstein said there's no logical way to the discovery of elemental laws. There's only the way of intuition, which is helped by a feeling for the order lying behind the appearance. We live in an unseen world.
Right.
Basically, 99% of reality is seen through a microscope, the Wi-Fi. Even now, we entrust some of our most important information to the cloud, which is unseen, basically.
Mm,
I call it the corporate Akashic record.
The internet. I wonder what. Yeah.
But basically, our goal at Intuitive Diagnostics is to really expand our clients' sense of awareness, their sense of reality, to understand the powerful connection and combination of spiritual tools and traditional business practices. So that's basically what we do. And we do all kinds of intuitive assessments for partnerships, deals,
new
hires,
board
of directors. Well, basically, we start with an assessment, mm-hmm. an intuitive diagnostic assessment, which is basically we scan the energy field around you and the business, revealing what is present on the vibrational level. That's basically the first thing that we do. We get a lot of information from that as far as where the company is going and really where the CEO's head is and mm-hmm. heart and
heart.
Vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we use cards. That's one of the tools that we use. And I laugh. I said, well, Pete, the psychologists, traditional psychologists have been using cards for 5,600 years.
So tarot cards?
They don't use necessarily tarot cards, but they use different types of cards to measure energy. So we use different types of cards, which basically reflects the vibrational and magnetic patterns around you and your current state of consciousness and that of your business. And it gives us a decoding into the deeper letters of your subconscious through symbolism.
Hmm.
So you can see where the universe sees you.
Ah, so now is this when you look at a company and you look at a CEO, do you ever do the like an astrological matching or anything like that? Because they're basically, well, the CEO would have created if they created the corporation.
Absolutely. We do a lot of astrology. The astral influences, we say if it's going on in the universe, it matters. So we use special calendars to plot the best times for meetings and negotiations and winning, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO and the company charts are very important barometers to forecast the success of the company, the board, and the key executives. So we give them optimal timelines to initiate their plans, sign contracts, hire, fire. So that's basically how we use astrology. We use numerology is very, very prevalent in our practice, which gives the client their personal and corporate algorithms. And these are the numbers that matter in nature and business, basically. Most people don't even know the birth date of their company.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. Unless you go back and look at your corporate paperwork. Yeah.
Yeah. But these numbers are just like in nature. They govern cycles that are critical to planning, execution, and implementing different types of business. At Intuitive Diagnostics, we've researched some of the largest corporations on the NASDAQ, and we have found that many of the CEOs don't divulge the birth date or the date of their incorporation or the founding year of the company, but also the CEO doesn't reveal his own birthday. So this information is very powerful in the hands of competitors. We researched a CEO like Larry Merlo. He's a CEO of CVS Pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
He only has 1956, the year he was born. Oscar Munoz, who's the head of American Airlines, only has like January 1959. And there's a slew of other high-powered executives that do not reveal their birthday because in the hands of certain people, it could be...
Interesting.
Yeah. So these guys really get what's going on.
So when you take on a company or any type of a corporation, do you look at it? I mean, how do you decide who you want to work with? Do you use your intuition there? How does that work?
Yes, we're very picky.
Okay.
We're very, very picky. We, one of the requirements of us taking you on as a client is you must be meditating. You must meditate or commit to meditating 5 to 20 minutes a day.
And do you give specific exercises on what to do?
Absolutely, we do. But if they're not meditating, they're going to be on the same vibrational frequency that created the problem in the first place.
Mm.
So that's why we definitely want them to meditate, open up their higher crown chakras, develop their intuition so that...
They can change.
They can change because Einstein said you can't solve the problems with the same consciousness that created
right.
it. So that's what we try to get them to disconnect from the left brain, move into the right brain, into the heart chakra, and we call it vibrational freedom.
Do you find that companies are coming to you these days with a lot of problems? I mean, obviously people probably wouldn't seek you out if they were doing really well, right?
Some do. We've had some companies come with major issues. We've given them solutions. They didn't take it. They went to a traditional consulting firm, failed, came back and said we should have listened. And we sometimes say we should have charged a not listening fee.
Interesting.
We also have a lot of companies that, because I lived in China for quite a long time.
Wow.
So we have a lot of companies that have had trouble with Chinese businesses. And doing business in China. So we explained to them what the problem is. And it's basically that the Chinese use the I Ching, which is a secret weapon, which is a divinatory tool that we also use as well. I've been studying that for over, I don't want to tell you how long. So the Chinese businessmen usually will have the business monks throw the I Ching. And by the time you get there, your whole energy field is, they know everything pretty much about you, and especially if your birthday has been exposed and everybody's so thrilled about exposing their birthdays on LinkedIn and on Facebook. So they have all your vibrational information before you even walk through the door.
Wait, business monk?
Yes, there's business monks in China.
A lot of them?
A lot of them. They throw the Monpai, which is an ancient oracle as well. They use the I Ching. The I Ching is brilliant for predicting or assessing relationships, vibrational influences, and what the superior man would do in any particular situation. It is an amazing tool. You get your whole SWOT analysis.
Wow.
Can be done through the I Ching. That
oh
means
goodness.
Your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Huh. Interesting.
Totally.
So that's a business tool in China.
It's a huge tool. Plus the feng shui. And so American businessmen walk in and they don't have a clue what's going on. In China, there's always somebody reading the room, intuitively reading the room. So we've been hired sometimes to just read the room to see exactly what's going on.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But you don't call yourself a psychic, or you don't have that about you. You just are using intuition in business and using traditional, long time tested tools in order to do this.
Absolutely. But it requires a meditation. I meditate religiously every single day.
I was going to ask you, do you have your own secret tools and tips and so forth to help your company?
I do. I absolutely do. We do so many different things. We all meditate. Everyone on the staff meditates at the same time. We have goals that
really?
We all agree upon. We know where we're going. We know what kind of clients we want. We know the number of clients we want. We know our astral influences.
Wait, you meditate all at the same time?
Yes, we do.
So you have like a meditation break?
Every single day.
In the middle of the day. I love it.
We start it off in the morning.
Oh,
no matter where
great.
We are in the world, we sync our time and meditate all together.
That is fantastic.
And that's why we're a powerful team.
That makes so much sense. Do you share what comes through in those meditations?
Oh, absolutely. We share what comes through. That becomes part of our mission statement, our business plan sometimes.
Do you do this on Zoom or individually where you are and then share later? I mean,
we share on Zoom. We do. On Skype, but we definitely email each other, of course, but we always write down what we're downloading. And especially sometimes we'll do it for clients as well, and we'll download what we get from them for them.
So you start off your work week. I love this. I love this as a legal consulting firm too, that you do this. So you have this meditation and you focus on what, clients or goals of the business or whatever it is.
Sometimes
that's
we
on the
do.
Agenda.
We definitely download for clients, but I tell my clients if you're not developing your intuition, you can use mine.
That is great. That is great.
But sometimes we focus on certain things. Oftentimes we just download and see what we get.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. Just download in terms of corporations. I love it. You personally, do you know where you're going with this or what you want out of it?
Well, we've been doing this behind the scenes for over 20 years, probably longer, but I've always read for my friends and family and stuff like that. But I feel that we've been called absolutely to assist companies to move to the next level. Earth is on a very rapid ascension path. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
And business has to come along. And if we lay spiritual foundations for business, I think the positive benefit to humanity will be, you can't, you won't be able to, it's just infinite.
In terms of the law angle, the law, the perspective, do you see that changing at all?
Absolutely. I think we're moving a lot towards mediation and arbitration. We look at back of the why people sue you. Why are people really suing you?
Right.
And sometimes it can be ego. Sometimes it can be anger. Sometimes it can be a myriad of things, but it usually is not what shows up on that sheet of paper. So we're going to see a lot more mediation, a lot more collaboration, a lot more settling out of court. Going to court can be risky and extremely expensive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it can be a very tarnishing thing to the brand. Mm-hmm. To your corporate brand.
So do you facilitate all of that, the cooperation, the mediation, all of that?
We're really not a legal consulting firm. We are more of just a consulting firm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do. If there's lawsuits, if the people are willing, we absolutely. I have forged a lot of mediation in South Africa. Mm. Actually get people to actually sit down and figure out what the real problem is. And come up with a solution that's amenable for both parties.
You have this gift, huh?
Yes.
Of being able to see all sides?
Yes. Hmm. And sometimes the karmic relationships between the people will show up. Especially with using these spiritual tools, you can absolutely see the karmic relationships.
My goodness, from past lives.
Oh, absolutely. What did you do to that person in past lives?
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
And how it's coming out to randomly play out in this lifetime.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Nothing is random. No. Nothing is coincidental.
Well, I do think you are, you know, quite a wonderful person. I love how you took initiative to reach out to me and say, hey, I just wanted to be on your show.
Yeah, it was so amazing. I was sitting at home and I was working, doing some consulting, working. And someone kept telling me to go to the store. I'm like, I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to go to the store. But something kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. And sure enough, as soon as I got into the car, your show was on and I heard it and I cracked up laughing. I said, oh, okay, that's why you want me to get, why you wanted me to go to the store.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then you email. It's just really cool. Well, I thank you so much for helping change an industry that otherwise has a lot of, I don't want to say weight on it, but there's certain things that are working and there's certain things that are not, and that we have as I said, many systems are breaking down. In terms of your services, are you helping people that where there's been a lot of layoffs and the tech industry's taking over and automation and so forth? Are you helping people transition?
Absolutely. Our focus is key executives that more than likely when you get laid off, there could be a reason that you may be are being called to start your own business. So we love incubators. We love people that are just starting, because if you can set the spiritual foundation when
first.
You are just beginning your business, oh my goodness, this is the cosmic limits.
Interesting. So entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs. We're very, very successful with entrepreneurs.
Great. And that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And let's find out how people can reach you if they want to get a hold of you. IntuitiveDiagnostics.com, right?
Yes, IntuitiveDiagnostics.com. They can reach me at my email. It's StephanieSalt@IntuitiveDiagnosticsGroup.com. They can reach me at 323-342-3327.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great work. Keep changing the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
You are so welcome. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with my next guest, Peter Manning Robinson, the incredible music of Peter Manning Robinson. I am Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show.